This is WJMS Radio. Right now, with me, I got the Eye of the Genius.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on? From New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey, man.
Where from New Jersey? You live in Hoboken?
Nah, actually, I'm in Paterson, New Jersey. You know, where they shot Lean on Me. Betty Wop, you know, all that.
Yeah.
You know, all that. But, I'm fairly close to the city. I'm about, like, 20 minutes, maybe an hour on a bus.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm from Texas, so I have no idea.
we gotta get you up here.
Yeah. I was telling Fat Boy in the other interview that I definitely need to come up there. Been wanting to for a while now, cause I've been friends with. I know you know Boog.
Boogie, my man. He put me on to you. As a matter of fact.
Yeah. He's like I was saying. He's the glue. Yeah, man. So just to get into your music, if I'm being honest, like I don't have much experience listening to your music, but what I have heard is really cool. And I think just to tell you, your voice is crazy. Like it's
thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those that will like catch you off guard in a good way, where it's like, whoa, that sounds like super different. Like
yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah, funny enough. I used to get picked on for my voice when I was younger by my family members, football coaches, words. So, like, you know, now hearing all of this and, like, being able to, like, tweak my voice and knowing how to use it for its benefit kind of, like, make me feel good. And it's kind of like a laugh back at all those people that, you know, try mimicking me or try, you know, downplaying what was God's gift to me.
For sure. Hell yeah. Yeah, so we can get into some of your influences.
As far as
obviously you're a hip hop artist, a great MC, as well as you produce too, right?
Nah, I'm right now on the verge of producing, so I'm like, you know, learning. So, you know, right now I'm gonna say nah, but I'm practicing. Okay. So maybe in like a year or two, I'll probably have a different answer by then.
Bet for sure. But yeah, so like, what are some of the things that you feel like made you come into your voice? Like, what are some of the artists that you felt like helped that way?
For one, I want to say Tupac is definitely one of them. It's like the way he convinces you with his words that makes that, you know, that catches your attention. I'll take that from Tupac. I'm gonna put Nas right there. Number two, as far as, you know, monotone, like, you know, I have one range of tone, but I know how to work around it and, you know, make it extra, just like Nas. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with DMX as number three as far as the aggression. He helps me, you know, get angry and show you emotion, whether I'm happy, mad, or sad. I'm gonna be able to display that to you. Let me see. I want to say Guru from Gangstar. He definitely helped me find a comfortable cadence for myself. Being able to rap along with him and rapping along with others, you know, like Flatbush Zombies, Michi Darko. Mm-hmm. He's also another one. Flatbush Zombies helped me be myself when it came to recording and not give a fuck. Pardon my language if I can't curse. But I apologize for the cursing. But I want to say Michi Darko, definitely the Flatbush Zombies and the whole Flatbush Zombies as a collective. You know, they showed me how to be myself unapologetically through the microphone, honestly, and just not really care. Yeah, so those really molded me as far as being able to find my tone.
Yeah, I definitely
and being comfortable at it.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely see the Michi Darko. His voice is crazy as well. Like, I think that's a big thing. And one thing that's really cool about you that's different from a lot of artists is, like, that's what you sort of have, on top of being a good MC, you sort of have that going for you. Having a really cool and different voice that's going to be different from other stuff you're listening to.
So sure. Thank you.
I think that's a really cool selling point, if I lack of better words, you know, to sort of differentiate yourself over a lot of artists out right now. I think that's a big thing in the culture, you know, just like with like Cardi voice, or like that's like a thing high pitched, whether it's, but your voice is kind of like on the lower register, and it's really, it's got a really cool, like, I would even say it's like a, you're kind of like Michi Darko and like Doom, like kind of together, you know what I'm saying? It's like very raspy, but like,
yeah,
but like intentionally and like really cool.
Okay, word. I appreciate that compliment.
And as far as like, how would you kind of describe the music you make though?
I'm gonna categorize it under the rap, like real rap, you know. Mm. Not, you know, I'm a fan of the 808s. I like some trap music, but I necessarily wouldn't make it. So honestly, I fall under the range of traditional rap, you feel me?
At least from, you know, the High Beams, which is a great song. We're gonna play it in between this. So some exclusives.
Yeah, definitely. Some
exclusives on here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, now you can just get into High Beams. High Beams is a really good song. It's a really good song. It has a really cool hook. The cover art's tight.
Thank you. I made that cover art myself.
Yeah?
For the first time, yeah.
Cool. You took the picture?
Nah, so what I ended up doing, you know, since we live in a world full of laws and regulations, since I've gotten a little more into photography and a little bit into like graphic designing, I've learned that a lot of the things that you're gonna get could be stock images that are royalty free.
Yeah, cool.
So that's what I ended up doing. I found one cover art one day online that like really inspired me. I was gonna buy it. But, you know, the situation that I'm currently in right now, especially with music and everything, I clearly couldn't afford it. So I told myself, you know what? I got the tools. I got Photoshop right here. I got it on my phone. I pay a monthly subscription to Adobe. Shout out Adobe, by the way. You know, so I told myself, you know what? Let me just YouTube things and learn how to do it. So that's exactly what I ended up doing. I made that cover art and I wanted to give it that retro look. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's some dope cover art. And the beat, too. The beat's really good. Who produced that? Just to shout them out, too.
Yo, this cat from the UK. I don't know specifically what town he's from out over there, but he goes by Sonny. He's actually a rapper himself, too. Y'all can check out his music and whatnot. But he is super dope with the beats. I told him that people are loving our chemistry, so y'all can definitely expect a lot more from us.
Dope, for sure. That beat, it definitely is really tight. And I saw, what you said earlier, like, I was meaning to ask you about that, too. You're not, you know, just rapper, you know what I'm saying? You do, I saw that you do photography and you do graphic design and stuff like that. So what is your sort of past with that? And like, what made you want to do all of these things?
Well, really, I was already doing the music, and at the time, I had purchased a computer that came with all them programs, but like I said, I mainly just do music. So, I got fired from my job. Shout out Whole Foods for giving me the wonderful opportunity to chase my dreams. you feel me? Yeah. So, one day, my boy, he paid me a couple bucks to take pictures on my iPhone. You know, at the time, this is when the iPhone XS was still popping with the camera. You know, now they got the 11, they're coming out with all the other stuff. You know, this don't compete. But at the time, I was able to make a couple bucks off, like, taking pictures and little bits of videos. I'm not a videographer. I hate doing videos, by the way. But, so my boy was paying me to do videos. I did the video. You know, he was paying me. So then I started questioning myself, like, oh, should I actually do this? People were enjoying a lot of the pictures that I was taking on the phone. So then I ended up taking an older camera that my mom had when I was younger that I remember her using. Because, you know, it's just like music, you feel me? It's not about the gear. It's about what you can do with it. You feel me? So once I started taking pictures and I started seeing people were taking a liking to it, I started finding a way to, like, connect it all together. So it's like I could take pictures as I take a break from the music for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe to an hour, maybe a whole day, you know. So, yeah, that's how I really pretty much got into it. I just, like, I've always liked editing pictures when I was younger, but but I never like fully did it.
Yeah, so I was tell me how did you, because I know you know a lot of those guys that Fat Boy and, you know, Book hang out with.
To be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot of Fat Boy's people. I only know a little bit. You know, I know Roper. I met Pooty. Yeah, you know, like, I know me and Fat Boy go way back. So, like, okay. I started out with Fat Boy before Fat Boy was, like, all the way, like, where he is right now. You feel me? Like, this is back with Age of Extinction. This is, you feel me? 8-Twin. So now he's on to other things. So this is like beforehand that I knew him. So all the current cats he's rolling with, I do not personally know them.
Okay.
But I can assure you that whoever Fat Boy is with is pretty much valid everywhere where they go. I know how Fat Boy move, you feel me?
For sure. Yeah, that's why, I mean, that's why he had you around too. You incredible artist as well.
And thank you. Yeah, Fat Boy's definitely family. You feel me? Shout out to Fat Boy. Y'all definitely need to go check out the single he got out right now. Y'all need to check out 822. That's on all the platforms.
Yep. And also High Beams on all platforms. Well, is it on all
absolutely
platforms?
Yeah, High Beam is on every single platform you could think of. Okay. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Audio Mac, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, you know, all that stuff.
So what was the inspiration behind your name? Because that's another thing about your art too, is your name is pretty crazy as well.
Pretty different. You know, my last name, for those who personally know me, is Antigua. So people used to call me Tiggs, you know, on some lazy thing, but it stuck around. So, you know, I like the whole Tiggs, like, I like being called Tiggs. Mm. So one day I was in class, I was with my boy Dante. Shout out to Dante, by the way, professional soccer player right now out in Australia doing this thing. Shout outs to him. He was rapping, but not really rapping, but he was my rap homie. Like, he was the only dude in school that I was able to talk about the culture. His dad is actually, he used to manage Raekwon the Chef and Method Man. His name's Marlon Greer. But anyways, not to be off topic, one day me and Dante was sitting in class not paying attention. To anyone that listen to this, stay in school, pay attention, don't drop out. Get that diploma, you need that. Kind of, not really. But I just felt that I needed to say that as a disclaimer. But anyways, so we was in class, you know, just chilling. And I told him, yo, I gotta come up with like something. That I gotta come up with a meaning for T.I.G. Because at the time, people were annoying and people kept on calling me Notorious T.I.G. Tiggy Smalls. It was like, nah, like, this is not what my career start is gonna be. Mind you, I'm only 17, so I'm mad about this. So we were brainstorming and I said the Eye of a Genius, and he looked at me and he goes, yo, run with that. That's tough. So I just took it from there and just planted the seed.
That is extra. That's cool. Yeah, that's a really dope story too. I think it's really cool when things like that just happen naturally. So what do you have coming later on? Because I know that High Beam is a single, but when's the album? When are we gonna get an album or a tape?
High Beam is the first single off my upcoming EP called Thank You for Being You. Okay. You know, if everything works out perfectly, it'll probably be out maybe right before the summer. Maybe right before, you know. If not, maybe during. But I'm working on a whole lot of different projects with different producers. A couple, you know, like singles. A couple, like, loose end joints that I'm going to just be dropping in the middle of it. You know, a couple freestyles. You know, I got a bunch of content that I've been working up. You know, I've been not slacking on it, but I've just been constructing. But yeah, you know, a project is definitely in the ways for High Beam, which is why I dropped it out. I'm gonna give y'all a visual look of it too, so I'm real excited to display everything for you guys.
For sure, visual look, that'd be dope. I'm really interested when I talk to rappers to ask them sort of about their writing style. Because it's like the main thing for me that always turned me off the rap. Like, I don't feel like I could ever be a rapper. Like, I like making music and stuff, but I couldn't, like, I've tried before. I feel like everybody's, you know, freestyled and mess around as a kid, but when you start getting into wanting to create a body of work that you're proud of, especially in, like, rap music like you do, it's, I can't do it. It's not fun to me. So, like, explain to me and everybody, like, what is your sort of process? Like, how do you get the ideas to write whenever you feel inspired?
Honestly, I don't even try anymore. Like, when you try, it doesn't happen. Like, bottom line, it doesn't happen. You're forcing it. You want to let the flow of things just hit you. So it got to a point that I just stopped trying and I just started letting loose. You feel me? So I don't even know how to answer the writing process, because I always take different approaches. It really all depends how quick the beat hits me. Yeah, like it really all matters. Like I could write something in a day, I could write something in 4 months, I could write something in 6 months, a year. Like it really all depends on the beat and like what my current mood is.
Okay. Yeah. See, that makes a lot of sense. Because for me, I feel like whenever I make something, I'm mostly inspired by hearing other music. And like somebody like Fatboy, like when we were talking, he was saying that he'll just like see something from it. So do you feel like most of the times you get inspired to write from hearing music?
More or less, yes and no. I want to say that. Like, more or less. I really, I don't know how to explain that. But I can get inspired off anything, really. Like, it could be music, but it could be a film. Or it could be a walk down the street. Like, it really all, like, depends.
It just happens really naturally.
Like, yeah. Everything is more of a natural.
That's really
like, cool. High Beam. I had no idea what I was gonna make High Beam. High Beam all naturally all just came out.
You see, I'm thinking too much. It's because I don't let anybody hit my vape pen. It's time to dampen my pain receptor cells.
Hey, yo.
I mean, I don't have MS, but you know, it would help with that too.
Mind survive, ripped up that 9 to 5, lifted to my 5, but I won't deny. Hope a lot, then you notice I leave you in that open spot. Growth coming, talk a lot, life coming, tie a knot. Hope shine the lightest one, no lie when you see the sun. Roll by the police, get one, ocean underneath my lungs. No funds, couldn't eat, well done. More love when you're teaching one. Grow up when your lease is done, keep it up. Open up, mental reaching the broken stuff. Hold a gun, love's leaking till the roads are done. They notice us, quote is us, gave me the golden glove. Bold enough, hold this, trip on that golden stuff. More dove to the breaches, slums. Oh, fuck, wanna be the plug. No love, equities involved. Poor blunts, only smoke the raw. Bum rush and enemies employed. For the lawn, better be deployed. Boy, the calm, better be destroyed. Broke the mind, better feed it bombs.
I be dripping on that pot leaf. Living, you can't stop me. Speaking nonchalantly. Cruising at the top speed. Chilling, moving promptly. Then I come and rock beats. Bumping, smoking palm trees. I be dripping on that pot leaf, living you can't stop me. Speaking nonchalantly, cruising at the top speed, chilling, moving promptly. Then I come in rock beat, bumping, smoking palm trees.
I see getting punch, wax beat, hitting lungs. Last week still in love, live stream lit this.
Ruff.
Yo beat kicking up, that beat pick her up. Don't go liquor done, slow mo hit and run. Oh no, get it done. Homegrown smoking scum. Blow O's till I'm gone. Stone cold hit the bump. No phone can I call. Ozone living up. Bone zone giving some. Stone cold hit the bump.
See, if I was gonna say anything about my ninth grade high or first time I got high or anything like that, the only thing I could really talk about is like how much that felt. How much I just laughed.
Just like you just had the idea, you just messing around with the hook in your head and then everything just
came. Nah, I didn't even have an idea.
Oh, not at all?
Nope.
That's dope though. That's like some little
I had zero ideas. I just wrote the first thing that came to mind, and then once I wrote the first verse, I liked it. I had no idea what I was gonna do with the hook. And then I puzzled in the second verse from another song that I had, that didn't that ended up not coming out. Mm-hmm. So I took a little bit of that verse and threw it on there, and then said, "Oh, now this fits. Like I like it." So once I did that, I still had no hook. So I was just, you know, just chilling, just playing the music, waiting for the hook to just hit me. Like things just randomly hit me.
Yeah, that's cool. I imagine that's the same way for like with your flow too. Like that's a really natural thing for you to just be able to do, just a natural talent you have.
Yeah, that's really it. Yeah, that's all natural. I don't try. Nah, like it's just like whatever naturally comes in writing form. Pretty much whatever I hear in my head.
Mm, yeah, I feel that 100%. A cool thing about your flow too is, honestly, from what you told me, I kind of wouldn't have guessed that those people that we talked about earlier were your like influences, maybe other than Michi Darko, because your flow is so like really different from like all those people. But that's also a, you know, obviously a good thing for you.
Yeah,
that just makes you more original in your
process. What I take, honestly, that's what I take from every, like, because I listen to all types of music. So the one thing that I take from everything that I listen to is originality, because what my job on this earth to do is to move the culture forward just like how they did it, but in my own way. Mm-hmm. People didn't like Mobb Deep because Mobb Deep don't sound like anyone. Wu-Tang didn't sound like anyone. Nas didn't sound like anyone.
Yeah.
You feel me? Tupac didn't sound like anyone. You know, Erykah Badu doesn't sound like anyone. CeeLo Green doesn't sound like anyone. Frank Ocean doesn't sound like anyone. They all have their own particular sound. So that's what I'm pretty much trying to, like, I'm trying to live up to that. I'm trying to live up to that expectation. You know, one day I want to go on YouTube and see my own tight beat. Like, you feel me? That's how I'm trying to talk.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, when people think of me, I don't want them to think of another artist they can compare me to. I want them to solely think of me.
Yeah.
And then try to find someone that they want to compare me with. That I'd rather.
Super cool way of thinking about it. With that being said, like, how do you feel about sort of this resurgence of like the East Coast style of rap, like with, kind of like with Griselda, like just breaking everything open and kind of paving a way for kind of this underground to get more relevant and things again?
Yo, honestly, shout outs to them. That's all I could really say. Like, yeah. Yo, like they're really opening. They're opening doors. What we thought we could not have done maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, you feel me?
Because,
you know, at the time you got Fetty Wap, you got K Camp, whatever his name is, you know, and you got Dej Loaf, and you got G Herbo, you got all these dudes, Shmurda, you know, all these dudes doing all of that. And just like, we never had the opportunity to showcase our stuff.
Yeah,
but Griselda pushing through and continuously doing what they're doing at a consistent rate, open major doors on them, is just giving more reason and thought for an artist like me to say, I can just do my own thing and someone has to appreciate it. Yeah, and that's the mindset that I've been on even before I found out about Griselda, because if you really think about it. Yo, we're all alike. One way or another, we're all alike. Whether that person down the street might not like me, but someone across the country might like the same thing I like. So with that, I just started finding my own way of making my own music for myself, and knowing that me making it for myself is just going to resonate with someone that thinks like me or likes the same things as me, you know, or just, you know, has similarities.
I fully 100% agree with that, and it's really cool. Just like really seeing that now, like it being solidified when like Drake is talking about those guys.
It's just
really cool to see the sort of resurgence of that, like nobody not really caring. And even, you know, not even them, all credit to them, but even dudes like Tyler, like not compromising to what is like cool and sort of just doing what he wants. And like getting big off those things. What do you feel like, or do you care about the Grammys at all, first of all?
Nah, I personally do not care.
Yeah, about I don't Grammys either.
Whatsoever.
I think
But you know that's not to say that if I was nominated for a Grammy, you know that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna be excited about it. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
But it's not my aim and it's not my thrive.
Yeah, for sure.
But if it so happens to land, hey, God bless.
I think people sort of seek acceptance through that, and I don't necessarily think it's like a healthy thing. You know, just talking about like Tyler, I thought it was cool what he said afterwards when he was saying it kind of felt like a backhanded compliment to give him the award and but everything for best rap when it wasn't even really a rap album. And they kind of just put him in the box because he's like a black dude making music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Grammys is a super outdated, and I think people just shouldn't care about it as much.
No, like not artists at all. Should.
Because I think guys like you, Fat Boy, the dudes in, you know, Griselda, like having this movement and like putting forth a movement, you know what I'm saying, doesn't come from wanting a Grammy. Like it just comes from making what you want and what you've grown up on or what you're inspired to do. So, yeah, I think guys like you and everybody.
And being happy with it, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I've noticed is a lot of people, like, all right, you know, there's some things that you don't want to do, but you feel like you have to do it to get somewhere. In my opinion, when I hear dudes talk like that, I don't think that's solely true.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, to each his own.
I agree. I don't think it is either. I'm for compromise as far as, like, politics goes.
Yeah.
When it comes to your artistry and doing what you want, if you feel that whenever you make something and it's not necessarily everything you want, it's never, whatever success you get out of that is going to be temporary. It doesn't matter to me. I don't think whenever you make something and your heart's not fully in it and you're, like you said, just doing it because you know, you feel like you have to, I think that it's just temporary. Like, and if you're okay with that, like you said, to each their own, but it's always temporary. I don't think it's necessarily good to strive for temporary things.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like, me, when it comes to the music I make, I already know the type of music I make is not for the now. I know the music that I'm making now is to be appreciated 3 to 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Shit, maybe 15.
Yeah, or by those who, like, really love music and, like...
Or by full-blown music lovers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the type of music I'm making now, I'm pretty much making them for the future.
Yeah.
Because I know it's coming.
Yeah, for sure.
When? I can't answer that.
I think when people... Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, when people hear this and everything, are sort of introduced to your voice and just how cool that is, in, you know, tangent with your flow and obviously the lyrics, because there's bars in the song. Don't get him wrong. There's bars in the song.
There's bars in everything I do.
Yeah, I definitely see that, because it's definitely a newer sound too. Like, even the beat's very, the tempo of the beat is very swingy and different than, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, even the Griselda dudes or whatever are doing. Like, it's very different. So yeah,
it's fresh.
Yeah, fresh. So, like you said, your influences is like DMX, like DMX being able to like tap into that like animalistic sort of thing. Like, will we be expecting some high energy like that off the EP?
Not at all, not this EP. But you will hear it in a future project. You can hear a little bit of it on my current project that I got now called Symphony of a Madman Volume 1. That's only on SoundCloud and Spinrilla. Okay. But in there you could hear the wide range of emotions.
Okay.
Cool. But yes,
I can play something for that.
Sure.
So you were big like into the Rough Riders and everything too. Then if you're a fan of DMX,
oh, Nah, I was more of a fan of DMX.
Just DMX, I feel.
Yeah, just solely DMX. It was a DMX song that made me, that I told myself, yo, I want to rap. Oh, I was 15 years old. One? I heard Slippin' and How's It Going Down.
Yeah.
I heard those two songs and I said, yo, I can rap. I want to rap.
It's crazy that I feel like he was one of the only, East Coast rappers to sort of break through to the South. Growing up, my experience with hip hop, growing up, I didn't hear, Tupac. Well, I heard Tupac a little bit, but I didn't even really hear Biggie. I didn't know what Wu-Tang was until I was in my late teens. Tribe, all those guys, Gangstar, Onyx, whatever, those dudes. I had no idea who those guys were until later on when I was able to discover everything. But DMX, my dad had DMX CDs. So, I feel like that was really cool that he sort of broke that barrier down. His sound was, universal. And that's, kind of where I can see you're the influence in you, too. This is going for that universal thing where it's like, oh, you can't pinpoint that anywhere. That's I forgot to ask you about mixing, because I think that's in mastering, and so you do a lot of that yourself, right?
I'm fairly new to it, but High Beam was the first mix that I did that I was super proud of.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I think the art of mixing and mastering is people don't talk complex. About it enough. It makes and breaks songs.
Absolutely. Shout out to every single engineer out there in this world, because the job is tough. It's not an easy job,
Very tedious.
It's very tedious, and you can easily mess up by doing the most simplest things. You feel me? What I've learned from it is you don't want to be intoxicated. You don't want to be too high. You don't want to be too sleepy. You don't want to be too drunk. You want to be your best you possible when you're mixing, because your ears can flood out. You don't want to mix when you're angry. You don't want to mix when you're emotional. You want to do it when your state is clear, completely clean and clear.
Cool. Yeah. I never heard that before. So that's dope.
That's what I've learned. And I know, that a lot of engineers don't get the opportunity to get interviewed. So any chance that I can shine a light on any engineer, I will. Shout out to Saga, shout out to Zoe, shout out to K Moolive IBC, shout out Dills, shout out the whole Umbrella Factory, shout out SEL, shout out 934, and shout out So Amazing Studios. All the elite studios out up here in North New Jersey, you gotta get with us.
For sure. Is there anything sort of that you wanted to say or anything?
Streaming. Play my music. All of that. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, TIG_NJ. That's TIG_NJ. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Y'all can look me up on every platform, The Eye of a Genius with a letter I. And just indulge in my music and rock with me, because I'm just going to drop a whole lot of music that you're just going to not want to miss.